Good morning, 6:31 a.m. Saturday morning. Yes, 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 indeed. July the 27th, 2013. I'm out of moving. I got a record pace going here, hoping I can keep it up. It's going to be close to 15. It's not going to break it probably because it's still a tenth of a mile and just under 15 minutes duration total. So, yeah, it's not going to happen. But still, 15:10 at the moment, yeah, so 15:30 maybe. So Saturday, yeah, I got up, I got moving. Nobody got up, and I woke up early. I woke up early because I went to bed last night at 8 o'clock. And actually slept very well, so I can't complain. 6/10 of a mile. No, 6/100 of a mile. Yikes. Come on, 15:46. That's gonna be 16 minutes. Still. Oh, come on. Push through, push through. My calves are saying, are you nuts? It's not my calves, it's my shins. My shins are saying, are you out of your mind? 16:06. Oh well. A minute off my best pace. Still good. It's all good. I'm out and it's Saturday. Everybody was still sacked. I think it was because everybody stayed up late last night, except me. I went to bed. Because I was pooped. I'm not quite sure why I was so tired last night, but boy, was I ever exhausted. I'm trying to send out an email notice to those who are subscribed to the email list, and discovered, to my horror and chagrin, that unfortunately I have two lists, and the names from NathanLowell.com were going to one list, and the names from SolarClipper.com and LamasWood.com were going to another. Now, normally that wouldn't be a big problem. I just send a message to both lists and everything would be hunky and dory. The problem is that the list that NathanLowell.com links to is defunct. It doesn't work. There's no there's no send mail behind it. It's an old list that has been around for quite a while, since before Bluehost changed some of their policies around. And it needs to have a PHP mail utility tacked to it, and all it's got is CGI, and the CGI send mail has been discontinued. Or, if not discontinued, at least shut off. For some reason, whatever reason, it doesn't send mail out. So, I should check to see if the mail that it's trying to use is one that's actually available. But anyway, what I did was that I copied all the people off that list and put them on the other list, and then I sent two messages duplicated to some. Sorry about that. But I'll send another one in a week or so when I get captain's chair ready to go finally. And yes, the notice was to let them know that Double Share was in fact available on Kindle, and to tell all the people who subscribe via email the basic news that the logjam has been broken, that new books are, well, old books are rolling out finally, and that we're making progress again. Now, yesterday I tracked down and found the correct Ravenwood text file, the internals file for the ebooks, and I've uploaded I think I've uploaded. I'm pretty sure, yes. I've uploaded the corrected versions for Ravenwood to all three platforms. The iBook people will still get the one without the internal graphics, but that's while I determine whether or not I'm going to leave it on Smashwords. Shins are saying, dude. It's a cool morning, crisp, 58 degrees, and the thermometer on my backyard. I suspect it might actually be a little bit cooler because the concrete back there stores a bit of heat, so it's not as exposed to the elements as it might otherwise be. So it might actually be a little bit cooler. I knew I was a little bit chilly when I stepped out, and now I'm not chilly, but the sweat is a bit unpleasant. And yes, I did work up a sweat. Also, mowed the lawn, did a grocery run, took care of a bunch of business yesterday, so it was a good day. I got a lot of stuff done, even though the one thing that I really wanted to get started on was Captain Chair, putting the edits in Captain Chair. I didn't get that done, but yeah, I got to get a hold of my web guru and find out why I can't change the page to a corrected subscription link. So, yeah, my mailing list is now about 2,000 people long, 1,900 and a few, which is pretty cool. I just noticed I got another one this morning. I get an email notice when people sign up for the one list, the list that actually sends out email. I do not get a notice, although I'm supposed to. I do not get a notice from the other one because it doesn't use Sentinel. I did install a new version of that other software that actually is supposed to work, but getting people to, having two lists seems like a bit. I should probably have a list for everything. It should be Nathan Lowell, then have a list for each subgroup, for people who only want to subscribe to Golden Age or only want to subscribe to Llama Swoop. But we'll have to deal with what we got. At least until I can put some time into it. It's a decidedly low priority effort at this point, so it doesn't really matter. We'll cope somehow. What I'll do is remember to look at that other list before I send out my next notice. The notice that says Captain's Share is available. I'm trying to get the backlist taken care of while I'm doing this so that by the time I get ready to put Captain's Share out, I can put it out on all three platforms. Sorry, iBooks. No, not really. The problem with iBooks is that it is such a closed monk pole. It is such a closed ecology. It is such a walled garden. Getting into it is difficult. Getting out of it is difficult. Getting anything from it is difficult. it's sort of like, it's right up there with trying to get books in bookstores. It's such an expensive proposition to do and do well, and the payback on it is so small. You have to ask yourself at some point, does your tiny little niche actually support that amount of effort? And so far the answer is no, but that's not to say it couldn't change. If I decide I'm going to go draft to digital and put it up as a into the iBook store, then that's a choice. I could also try putting up Cypheria's Call. Now that I have the EPUB, well, I don't have the EPUB. When I have the EPUB cleaned up, I could try putting Cypheria's Call through Smashwords to see if that's gotten any better. If it has, I might use that. Ravenwood is, by the way, in the iStore because it is in Smashwords. But it doesn't have the new internals. So maybe I'll try putting the new internals through with the EPUB format and see how that works. See if it works. That would be a good test. I was also going to put the books for sale on my own bookstore, on my website. Probably should do that as well. Another day, not today. Today is Captain Share Day. If I get to work at all, which is somewhat suspect. If I get to work at all, I'm going to work on Captain Share. I'll extract the Raiden file and start with that as a base, since all of the edits that I've got are based on that file. I've learned how to do some pretty fancy find and replace with OpenOffice, LibreOffice, so that I think I can actually fix the chapter headings without having to scroll through and edit them all one by one, which is what I've had to do. All the tags for the chapter headings are all the same, so if I can do a find and replace and capture the actual text in the chapter headings and replace it with the corrected chapter heading tags, that would be probably, that would be at least half of my formatting right there in one find and replace. I'm going to have to play with that. If I can do that, that would be awesome. I figured out how to replace the colons in the time without having to go through and find all the colons and manually remove them. Well, one of the things that Raiden insisted on was that I change all the military times. Warning. But I change all the military times to have colons in them because that's what people were used to seeing with hours, colon, minutes. And obviously she has not read a whole lot of military fiction, or she'd understand that that's not exactly how it works. But she insisted, and I, wanting to choose my battles, let that one go. As a result, I'm going through and taking them all out again. And being able to do that with a single find and replace has been rather important in terms of editing, copy edit changes. I'm probably screwing up some of the things that I agreed on with Dyslexic Wombat about making the books consistent as far as titles and ranks and stuff. Probably screwing some of those up. It's tricky, it's difficult, it's nasty. In large part because you talk about engineering in general and it's not capitalized, but when you talk about engineering the division, it should be capitalized. And sometimes when you're looking at the sentence, you're not sure, was that talking about engineering the division or engineering in general? And then you have something like engineering berthing, which is not an official designated division within a ship. It's just a It's like a broom. Decapitalized rooms, like dining room, mess deck. No, not really. So engineering birthing should not be capitalized either. The bridge, on the other hand, is a recognized division within the ship. Bridge division, deck division is actually the bridge division. The bridge is where the deck division works. The bridge is probably not supposed to be capitalized because really it's just a word. That's not the name of the actual division. So I don't know. If people get upset about that, then I, you know, it's like, I have to write some stronger stories, because if you're worried about the little shit like that, then I'm obviously not engaging you well enough. It's made doubly difficult because it's not something that you can use consistently. It's not something that's, well, if you see the word bridge, it's always going to be capitalized. No, it's not. And not if it's going to be correct. I did have some early edits come back on Double Shear. Thank you very much. I'm still looking for more. I've got a file starter with the revisions in it, so we can upload the revised Double Shear to Kindle before I get it rolled out to the other places. So if you're if I gave you a copy to read, let me know. One thing that I did change was whistle wetter. Whistles are not sharpened, and they should not be whetted, W-H-E-T-T-E-D. They should be wetted, because the phrase whistle wetter is talking about the slang term for lips, the whistle. It's not talking about making the whistle, the sound, sharper. It's talking about wetting the lips, wetting the whistle. So, yeah, it's interesting. Some of the black cat trying to chase down a rabbit. Good luck, kitty. I don't think that's going to work. Oh. And Amondo hasn't spoken to me. And Amondo thinks I hasn't walked 2 miles. And Amondo is wrong. Because I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.